show, sold a lot of merch. Bad bitch in my bed, so I ain't got a jerk. Forbes list caught me, so it's hard to make the dollar hurt. All we need is good green and some blue. 5-1, so it's guaranteed you can do you. Still keep the heater just in case we have a boo-boo. Kansas City natives and we are a little cuckoo.
Kansas City natives, because it's the World Series.
Yeah, most famous rapper in Kansas City history, Tech N9ne.
Yeah, actually, I had to look up famous Kansas City people to try to find somebody for the intro.
There aren't that many, but they're gems.
Tech N9ne, Puddle of Mud, the Get Up Kids. That's all I got in terms of music.
So Tech N9ne by default, I guess.
Yeah, hey, Puddle of Mud's better.
That's an argument for another podcast.
Pot it there. Okay, yeah, that'll be the music podcast that we do later. So it's Wednesday, October 28th. We're watching the World Series, watching a little Spurs Thunder, and we're going to attempt to do a fantasy football podcast for you. A
lot of stimulus going on.
We got our buddy Brian, who usually joins us, is up in New York tonight, so it's just going to be a two-man podcast. Yep, oh well, it's the way things used to be.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm Ben.
I'm Dan.
And we are two... I guess Brian's a member of the Beat now, kind of.
Yeah, I guess so.
You're all members of the Beat. We're 2/3,000th of the Beat.
He's in the Beat family. He's got to do an article first, and we'll see. Yeah.
He's up in the New York office talking to the people at the Big Apple Beat.
Big Apple Beat.
Broadway Beat. The Mets are going to get beat tonight.
Oh, probably.
I hope so, man. The Royals are going to win this. Yeah. I mean, after Edinson Volquez last night, his dad dies, comes out, pitches a gem. Mm-hmm. Like, they got to win it for him.
Yeah.
So we digress, though, with the fantasy, the non-fantasy sports.
Let's get back into what everyone came here to do. Let's talk about some football this week.
Yeah, so got any waiver wire pickups you like this week?
I don't mind. Amendola was available in one of ours. He's pretty good. He's been getting a lot more touches the last few weeks.
Did you get him?
Did not. I'm first place, so it's kind of hard to get what you want on the waiver wire.
Oh, yeah, brag about it.
I'm going to have to. Well, I still am.
I'm in first place in another league, too. Yeah. But I picked up Nate Washington today.
Yeah.
Dropped Torrey Smith for him.
Probably a good idea. Yeah.
Pretty happy about that one. There's some stat out there. Nate Washington is a crazy targeted receiver. He's definitely someone who's probably on your waiver wire and is worth picking up. Yeah, I'm looking this up right now. We need a stat boy really bad.
Yeah. I had this.
No, but I'm going to get the stat first. I'm going to get it first.
Probably. He's not in top 25 in targets.
He's not very high up anymore, but he gets enough targets.
He's top 50 here.
He's number 45 in targets.
45, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, for a waiver wire player, that's not bad. And I used Torrey Smith a few weeks ago when he had that one really long catch when Kaepernick decided he wanted to be good for once. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I got all the value I could ever hope to get out of Torrey Smith.
Job well done.
Yeah, we should talk about real fast about why we didn't do last week's episode. I apologize for not getting an episode out for you guys last week. But I locked my key. I didn't lock my keys in my car. I left them at work. And
even worse.
Yeah, I got back out here to Northwest Philly and realized it. So I couldn't get into my car because I park at the train station.
And you don't want to get towed either.
And if I stay there overnight, I get towed, and it's $175. So
hey, it's a small sacrifice for the good of the podcast.
Yeah, it was either do the podcast, not get my car, and pay $175, or... Yeah, I don't know how much money you people think we make from this, but it's not $175.
I mean, I voted for the podcast.
Well, you could have done it. You and Brian could have done it.
You could have.
All right.
I don't know how to work your Mac, though. I don't...
Yeah, that's true. You PC people, you're all the same.
You PC, bro?
Yeah, I'm PC St. Joe's. All right, let's get into the games already. We got tomorrow night, technically tonight, because you're probably listening to this in the morning, Miami versus New England. We got the Patriots coming in undefeated, 6-0.
6-0? Yeah, the bye week already.
Yeah, 6-0. So Miami's the next team that's going to try to knock them off their pedestal. I think they have a decent shot at doing it.
They do. They looked a lot better since Dan Campbell came in.
That being said, Dan Campbell.
He's PC.
Yeah.
No, he's the biggest heart in the world, and I love it.
Yeah. He just seems like if you have a bad play at practice, he's going to come over and like shove you down, too.
You know his perfect protege would be Brian Cushing. If he gets him on that team, that just writes itself.
Brian Cushing, the king of resting doucheface. So anyway, the Dolphins are coming in hot. I mean, they didn't just beat the last two teams, which, you know, they were the Texans and the Titans.
Wait, is that DJ Flula on a commercial?
Oh, Flula Borg.
This guy is... Wow.
I can't see the commercial, man.
I gotta watch this.
There's no sound on the TV.
That's for MasterCard, I think.
It's too bad. We'll watch it later. We're talking about the Dolphins now. So, God, now I've lost my train of thought. All right, well, see you next time, folks.
See you.
Okay. Okay, should we have this TV on? Are you going to get distracted by MasterCard commercials?
I'm going to get distracted by whatever's on.
Okay, well, stop it.
It's Flula.
I was just trying to tell German impersonator. To tell people how the Miami Dolphins didn't just beat teams the last 2 weeks. They throttled them. They beat the snot out of them. Granted, it was just the Titans and the Texans, but still. I mean,
oh, they destroyed the Texans, yeah.
Yeah, the final score was 44-26. It was 41-0 at halftime. Like, Jesus. Tannehill got me 31.3 points in one league.
Yeah, had him too. Lamar Miller had a huge week. Almost lost to someone because of that alone.
Yeah, and the Patriots, who'd they play last week?
Jets.
Yeah, they didn't win that game convincingly, so...
Came down to the very end.
Granted, you can't say the Patriots aren't coming in hot. They're 6-0, but they're coming in a little cooler than they could be. Dolphins are coming in with a lot of momentum.
Yeah.
I think there's a chance they get it done.
There's a chance.
That being said, I don't think they will.
But... Yeah, their defense isn't up to snuff with the Patriots.
But I think a lot of people are going to waver back and forth on whether or not you start Ryan Tannehill tomorrow night.
I would. The Patriots don't have... If there's one weak spot in their game, it's their secondary.
Yeah.
And Tannehill's looked a lot better the last couple weeks since he stopped yelling at his practice squad players.
As a Tannehill owner, I can tell you that he does good numbers, just he cancels a lot of it out with interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a decently high floor, and I think he's a better option this week than a lot of other quarterbacks.
Yeah, definitely go with him.
I'm rolling him out tomorrow.
Yeah, one league I have him and Peyton Manning both. It's a dynasty league, so I was trying to get Peyton for like 2 years, maybe at most, and then Tannehill take over after that. I would definitely go Tannehill over Manning this week.
Yeah, because they're playing the Packers, right? Yeah. That's not something
sneaky great defense this year.
Yeah, so let's throw some names out there, and you tell me if you would start Tannehill over these guys. Would you start Tannehill over Russell Wilson?
Who's Russell?
He's got Dallas, yeah.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I might go Wilson in that case.
I still think I'd take Tannehill. Like, Wilson hasn't done enough to really get me jazzed about him. Tannehill still goes out there and like he throws touchdowns.
He does.
Wilson gets you like one a game, maybe.
He'll rush for one, though. He's like Cam Newton in that respect, but...
True.
That's a tough one, though.
How about Ryan Fitzpatrick versus Oakland?
Oh, I would definitely go Tannehill still.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I had to pick up Fitzmagic in my one league as a stopgap until Romo comes back. I like him a lot against Oakland. I kind of picked him up just because he has this easy schedule coming up.
Yeah. Would you go Fitzpatrick over Wilson?
I might.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I would. I would go Fitzpatrick over Wilson.
How about Jay Cutler?
Jay Cutler over Tannehill?
No.
No way. Andrew Luck over Tannehill. He's got Carolina.
Oh, absolutely. Tannehill, yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're liking
Josh Norman. He's gonna
we're liking Tannehill a lot this week. Yeah, he'll do okay for you. I don't think he's going to hang you out to dry or anything. He'll get numbers. And even if they get beaten to submission, he'll get you some junk time numbers.
Oh, yeah. Also, in Miami news, Marlins man finally showed up to the game. Good for him.
Ah, yes.
Has to make his presence known.
Excellent, Marlins man.
And that's your baseball news for the week.
Yeah. Told you he was out there getting popcorn or something.
Yeah.
But Lamar Miller, so he had a touch on 70% of the snaps he was in the game last week. That's highest in the league. And I don't have to tell you, he put up numbers. Mm-hmm. He did great last week.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let me get the stats for that game up. So, who's your favorite football team?
Packers.
Why is that?
Because I like Green Bay so much. No, I was Brett Favre fan as a kid. Stuck with them.
You ever put cheese on your head?
Twice.
What kind of cheese?
Once was Gorgonzola, and the other time was Parmesan, but that was an accident. That was a weird spaghetti incident that happened back in 94.
Was it from under
cheese? That was when I was three. Yeah. No, okay. It was from above cheese.
Okay, I have the stats pulled up. All right, we should have really done that before we started. Oh, well. Yeah, Lamar
took
Miller.
Took you so long to get him up.
175 yards and a touchdown last week. Couple that with three receptions for 61 yards and a touchdown. That's a crazy high number I couldn't even begin to add up and tell you. But we all know he did great. Jarvis Landry did great last week. Now, the Patriots obviously have a little bit better of a defense than Houston did.
Everyone does at this point.
But that being said, you're still... He's like a RB2 this week. I don't think he's going to replicate those numbers from last week.
Oh, yeah.
But you're going to get a decent return from him.
Yeah, he's not like a college football running back. He's not getting 150 yards a week.
And we know the running backs tend to do a little better on Thursday nights. Teams are a little tired. They're not passing quite as much.
Mm-hmm.
Although... I don't know. People that try to see patterns emerging in the Thursday night games, I don't know if I see them at all anyway. You have a game like you did 2 weeks ago where it was 27-20, high scoring, lots of wide receiver touchdowns with the Texans and the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a Steelers-Ravens game that was just atrocious and not a lot of fantasy points going around.
The thing about those games are a lot more sloppier because there's only a couple days to really prepare for it.
So what are you thinking of LeGarrette Blount, Deion Lewis this week? Think they're worth a start?
I'll go Lewis over Blount, I think.
I don't think I'd go either of them. I own Blunt in one league, and he's expected to get a decent amount of points, but it's just that you never know which one of them is going to go off, it seems.
Yeah.
I feel like if they're more in control of the game, it usually seems to be Blunt, but I do agree with you on Lewis this week in that case, because I don't think they're going to really be totally in control of this.
It'll still be more of a timeshare than you'd want.
I hope the Patriots don't come out and win 48-3. We're going to look really dumb for saying all this, but...
They might.
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously,
Dan Campbell wouldn't let that happen. You go out there and tackle the other players before they got in the end zone.
Yeah, obviously Gronkowski's getting started. Dolphins aren't any good against tight ends, and it's Gronk.
Yeah.
Brandon's
good against Gronk.
Brandon LaFell. I like him this week. I think he's worth a start if you need to.
Got
to
catch the ball.
Yeah, but I mean...
He's got a case of eagle wide receiveritis. Yeah.
He dropped 6 targets last week, caught 2, but he still had 8 targets. The guy's getting targets. He's in a Patriots offense.
It's a bad Miami defense.
Yeah, I think there's nowhere for LaFell to go but up. But Brady's still going to throw to him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, Gronkowski and Edelman are probably the two best options in the passing game. But
Amendola's got a lot of touches, too. So that's
But so
those four are going to get all the
touches. LaFell's going to get more than Amendola. Yeah. I guarantee that much. So I'd rather have the second-best wide receiver, third-best for all intents and purposes with Gronkowski on the Patriots than I'd the first-best receiver on the Rams or somebody. So I think if you got to start LaFell tomorrow night...
Do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't...
Get you a nice little boost to start the fantasy week.
I think he's a low-end wide receiver 3, high-end wide receiver 4 this week maybe.
Yeah.
I have to use him in one league because I have Vincent Jackson out.
Oh, man.
So
I hate the bye weeks. They're so annoying.
Yeah. So let's move on. We got Detroit versus Kansas City in London.
Oh, we have a special thing for this game.
Yeah, every year we try to have our annual celebration of futility. Because, you know, our lives are futile, so we might as well just kind of roll with that in football terms, too.
It's for the common man, really, these games.
Yeah. Last year, our anti-Super Bowl celebration was Tennessee versus Jacksonville, who at the time, it was a 2-11 team versus a 3-10 team, something like that.
It was crazy bad.
So this year, we got the 2-5 Kansas City Chiefs versus the 1-6 Detroit Lions in London. So not only is it...
Not in the right country for football.
A terrible game. It's also at a terribly inconvenient time.
9:30 a.m.
Yeah. So given that we're going to have to find a bar that's going to be open then.
You said Milk Boy was an option, right?
We'll definitely be at a bar. I'm not going to disclose it. But if you find us, good luck. So and we're going to be coming from, you know, Halloween parties. It's going to be a rough day.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to hate the Detroit Lions and the Kansas City Chiefs. But hey, it's the anti-Super Bowl, man. That's what we do.
Yeah, last year we got the Jaguars shirts. I got a Nike shirt that said Jags No Football, which is ironic because they clearly don't from the past few years.
Yeah, didn't have time to prep for any of the stuff this week. I don't have any Chiefs or Lions stuff, nor should I.
It's on you if you got that. I mean, it's maybe reevaluate your life.
I have a cup that says Kansas City on it that I got from Kansas City Live when I was out there.
It's a good cup. It holds all the water in.
Fun fact, Kansas City Live is way more fun than Xfinity Live.
Easily, can't say that in this town.
Easily the worst live complex. I said it.
That's a hot take and a half.
I mean, I think anybody that's been to Power Plant Live or Fox Sports Midwest Live or Kansas City Live would attest to that, though.
Or Cisco Communications Live.
I wonder if
they response they have everywhere else.
So, in this game, anyway, who do we like here? I like both quarterbacks if you need to start them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they're going to put up crazy numbers. Those flights to London always do weird things to your chemistry.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you can't really judge the quarterbacks as best you can.
I try to avoid everyone on these teams at all costs this week.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I really like Stafford. Assuming he doesn't get sacked left and right like he usually does, I think he'll do okay for you. I mean, neither of these defenses are especially good.
No.
I think I would – I'm trotting out Golden Tate, Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford out there. Golden Tate had a great game last year in London.
Yeah.
They played the Falcons, remember?
Well, that crazy game where they came back.
Yeah. So we got the running game in Detroit, though. I want nothing from that. You own any of the Lions running backs?
I have Theo Riddick as a backup in one league, but it's hard to really pick anyone up there, so I kept him.
Yeah, Joik Bell's out there on a lot of waiver wires now. He just – isn't doing too well, but...
You got off the Joik Bell Express just in time.
Nobody is, though. It's just the backfield split.
Abdullah isn't doing what people thought he was going
to
do.
Yeah, I was never really on that bandwagon to begin with. He got a lot of preseason hype.
Abdullah the Butcher is still the better Abdullah.
Yeah, I would have drafted him, but not at the rate that he was going. He was going like fourth round for a lot of people.
Way too early for an unproven guy like that.
Yeah, so reiterating that, we don't like Detroit running backs this week. Obviously, Travis Kelce for the Chiefs is probably a must start.
Absolutely, he's a must start.
Macklin should be back. Should he?
Think so. It was a surprise that he missed last week.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I'm not going to pretend I know why he was injured.
But... Yeah, so Kendrick West was pretty good last week.
Yeah, he was the waiver wire darling last week. He did pretty well. Definitely the more clear back who's going to be taking up Jamal Charles's work than Niall Davis.
Oh, absolutely. Niall Davis is awful.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I don't want to say it anymore.
So I set you up for a pun there just by saying Niall Davis. Yeah, Charkandrick West, though, he had 22 carries to Niall Davis's one last week, so he's the guy. I think he could be a low-end wide running back, too, for you this week if you need him. I didn't get him on the waiver wire, though. So.
You think they use DeAnthony Thomas more?
Maybe. He's one of those offensive specialists. You never know when he's turning up.
But one of those Oregon guys.
If you got to start DeAnthony Thomas in any of your leagues, though, you're probably not making the playoffs, so that's unfortunate on your
part. If it's a DeAnthony league, I'd go with him maybe as an RB1.
DeAnthony's only.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see. What are we? Anything else to cover about this game?
What about, so you say you like Calvin Johnson?
Yeah, I like Calvin Johnson a lot. He kind of came back on last week, had 16 or so points. Mm-hmm. He'll be all right. I think he's kind of getting his stride back.
That's good.
Yeah, so basically, start everybody in this game except for Lions running backs. All right, San Diego versus Baltimore. Any hot takes on that?
Baltimore's terrible.
Yeah.
That's really the only hot take I have.
Danny Woodhead is like the third best running back in PPR.
That's nuts.
Got him in the 11th round in one league. Loving that pick. I've phased out Jeremy Hill to use him in a lot of leagues.
He's a PPR god.
Yeah. Even at standard, he's doing okay.
He's like one of those sneaky guys that everyone knows is good, but no one realizes how good he is. Like how Ben Zobrist is in baseball. Like, he's great, but no one really realizes until you take a look at his stats and say, wow, I didn't realize he's that good.
Yeah, and, you know, he's still kind of getting around an even split with Melvin Gordon, even Brandon Oliver on that team.
They don't trust Gordon at all.
Yeah, but he's just getting all the passes. He led the team in passes.
11 receptions.
Two touchdowns. The best wide receiver.
Those were garbage time, though. So that's perfect for fantasy.
Yeah, who cares, though? I mean, Phillip Rivers, he's going to stay up there. He's going to finish as a top five quarterback this year. He's leading the league in passing yards by, like, 500 yards.
I wanted him, too. I couldn't get him in time.
Yeah, he has 2,452 yards. Tom Brady has 2,054. So that's, like, 398 yards more, man. That's Phillip Rivers, too. Remember a few seasons ago, everybody was writing him off?
Yeah.
And now look at him. Good for Phillip Rivers. Chargers are a likable team. I always like the Chargers.
They are. They got to work on defense, though. It's always been a big problem of theirs.
Yeah, but that's why I think sneaky plays this week could be Kamar Aikens, Steve Smith's of the world, Crockett Gilmore's.
Oh, definitely Steve Smith. That guy has no off button.
Yeah, and he's going to get all the passing work on the Ravens against what we said was a terrible Chargers defense. So Steve Smith, the ageless wonder, he'll be good. I think maybe if you're trying to look for quarterbacks and you're not finding anybody on the wire, maybe you're hanging on to Tony Romo. Joe Flacco is definitely an option this week. Keenan Allen's good. Justin Forsett's good.
You like Forsett?
Yeah, I don't mind Forsett. I'm not excited about him, but
what about as a person?
He seems like a friendly dude. Yeah. Melvin Gordon, not too high on him.
Nah.
Danny Woodhead's the back you want to own there.
I picked up Brandon Oliver in a couple leagues. He had the majority of the carries in that game. I think he had 9, and the other backs had like 7 and 5. I forgot which one had which.
It's just hard to see him succeeding with Danny Woodhead taking away all the little dump routes and stuff. Yeah. But yeah, I think Brandon.
Maybe Volta a touchdown or two.
Good to roster him if you need him, I guess.
In case something happens to Woodhead.
I wouldn't be starting him though.
Yeah.
Justin Forsett, at least, you know, he's one of the few bell cow running backs out there, although we have kind of seen Buck Allen come on a bit lately.
He has.
He got a little bit of work last game.
He's one of those guys that'll be like kind of a start this season. He will never hear from again.
Yeah, someone to keep an eye on the wire. I'm not rushing to pick him up, but just also ESPN changed his name from Javorius to Buck finally, so just be aware of that if you're looking for him. Mm-hmm. Arizona versus Cleveland. This should probably be a blowout.
Yeah.
Arizona 49, Cleveland 14, maybe.
Oh, Vegas has them as a 4.5 point favorite on the spread for the Cardinals. Probably because it's a road game for them, but they're going to destroy them.
Yeah, the game's in Cleveland, but yeah, I would totally get into that action. Actually, I would pick the Cardinals if you're looking for some.
You know, if I was doing anything legal, like I was in Vegas or Atlantic City.
Yeah, or Bovada.
Or Bovada.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by DraftKings, by the way. Nah.
Next week's FanDuel. We switch off.
Gary Barnage is slowly becoming a beast, man. He's like the third best tight end this year.
Yeah, they're saying Jordan Cameron who?
Jordan Cameron who, indeed. He's not really doing too much down in Miami.
No.
Not really dying to start.
So it's more of a system thing with tight end is in Cleveland.
Tight ends are always tricky, though. A lot of times they're touchdown dependent.
Yeah, all the time they are.
But here, I'm trying to get the yards pulled up for Gary Barnage.
He's second in yards.
Yeah, Gronk has 533, Barnage has 514. That's crazy.
Well, they haven't had their bye week yet. That's a little tricky.
Okay, fair enough. But still, I mean, that would still place him at... Jimmy Graham has 375, and he is the fifth most. Mm-hmm. He'd still have more than that.
Yeah.
So Gary Barnage is a must start now.
See, he's a top five tight end right now in this game. It's definitely, if you have him, start him all the time.
Yeah, remember that butt catch that he made against the Broncos?
That was great.
Got him into stardom. But hey, it's good. The Browns finally have some fantasy-relevant players. You're starting Barnage. Travis Benjamin's a good start.
Mm-hmm.
He's still killing it.
He is.
How'd he do last week? Let's see.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, they played the Rams. That was a woeful game. Rams defense was too good. But Benjamin still got 4 receptions, 47 yards.
He's still in the top a couple people. Like other than the Duke Johnson checkdowns, he was really the number one receiver for them.
Yeah, 8 targets, too. Anytime a receiver is getting at least 8 targets for me, I'm happy trotting him out there. If you have Travis Benjamin, he's definitely a good start. They're going to be chasing points all game, too.
Yeah, every receiver should be happy with at least 8 touches, except Sammy Watkins. He wants more.
What do you do with Andre Ellington now if you have him? I mean...
He's been this way for a couple of years now. I don't like him.
It's not even that. It's just he was the starting running back. Now Chris Johnson. Clearly Chris Johnson.
I'd maybe try to trade Ellington to someone, try to sell them on the fact that he's back now. He should be getting more touches.
Yeah, you're certainly not going to be selling high, though. I don't know if this is the time to trade him. You're not going to get a lot of value on him. But I don't know. I guess he's worth rostering if you have Chris Johnson.
Maybe they go more of a timeshare, but as Johnson slows down toward the end of the season.
We'll have to see. I mean, he's looked really good this year. Who knows if he's going to slow down, man?
He never does. He's one of the fastest guys of all time in football.
Yeah, so, and Larry Fitzgerald. You think Larry Johnson, I remember him. He was a good running back.
Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald, do you think you missed your opportunity to sell high on him?
Probably.
I mean, he was like Eddie Royal from last season. We all knew he wasn't going to keep up that crazy touchdown production. Mm-hmm. It's looking like they're going more to John Brown now.
Yeah, they had one touchdown to Michael Floyd last week. So they're kind of using everyone instead of just Fitzgerald right away.
Yeah, which is kind of what I expected to happen. Fitzgerald, I mean, he's still going to be a decent option for you, but yeah, it just sucks. I would have tried to trade him a while ago. That being said, you're starting Fitzgerald. He'll do okay for you.
Yeah, he'll probably get a touchdown this week. That's my prediction. He's going to get a touchdown this week.
Yeah.
Lame prediction, but it's one.
Yeah, Carson Palmer, obviously. Not much to be said. You're starting your Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Start the Cardinals.
Except Andre Ellington. I wouldn't be rushing to start him. Mm-hmm. All right, Minnesota versus Chicago. Start everybody. It's just, I don't know, maybe not so much on the Bears. The Vikings have a better defense than we give them credit for. Yeah. But
they're a very young defense, but Harrison Smith is one of the best safeties in the NFL now. So.
Stephon Diggs with 2 back-to-back 100-yard games. He's looking like he's probably going to finish the season as the best rookie wide receiver.
He's the Larry Fitzgerald in the middle of the season.
He's still not owned in a ton of leagues, which surprises me.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like maybe a lot of people don't see the Vikings play, which is understandable, but this kid's good.
He's good.
Been taking on top corners and burning them, so I think Bridgewater's got a new favorite target.
Oh, yeah. He hasn't liked Charles Johnson at all, so he needs someone.
Yeah, Stephon Diggs is kind of turning into what we hope Charles Johnson would be. So
they have one of these guys every year, the young guy that breaks out, so hopefully he sticks around.
Or
he's not like the Charles Johnson of last year.
The young guy that breaks out. And I just have the young guy that doesn't do shit like Cordarrelle Patterson last year.
Well, he had a breakout like the season before he was supposed to. Everyone's rushing to get him in fantasy. Johnson was last year.
Yeah, I'm always a little wary on Vikings receivers after those two, but it seems like Stephon Diggs is the real deal.
Yeah, they only have two guys there. The young guy that's supposed to break out but never does, or the old veteran who may have resurgence like Mike Wallace or Greg Jennings.
Yeah, I tried to manufacture a trade for him in one of my leagues, but it didn't go so well. So.
Oh, Diggs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to
pick him up on the wires, but Pete got to him first.
Tried to get a Torrey Smith, Brandon LaFell package going because the owner wanted LaFell. I figure Smith still got a little bit of namesake to him, and maybe people aren't quite as keyed in on how good Diggs is going to be. But
usually people at the bottom of that have that opportunity don't know much about it, so it's a good try.
Yeah. Well, sometimes the waiver wire works out differently. It's not always the worst standing team that gets it.
Mm.
So, Adrian Peterson, he's leading the league in rush attempts inside the 5-yard line. but he's only converted 1 out of 11 attempts. It's just, I feel like we got to get him to start scoring some touchdowns.
Yeah, he's still slowing down. That's not good.
Yeah, he's still, the sink's making some noises. Yeah. Talk to people real fast. I'm going to go run the disposal.
So Ben, we're running low on dish soap, actually. That's a big theme of the show. Oh, that's too loud. We're running out of dish soap, I see. Which one should we get? Should we go Essential again, or should we go with a different brand?
FanDuel.
FanDuel?
Yeah.
That's a good dish soap to use, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, Jay Cutler, not trying to start him. We got Alshon Jeffrey. He's back now. You own him in a few teams, don't you?
Yeah, I have him in two of the three leagues. I mean, when he does play, he's great, but he's so injury prone this year.
Yeah, I think I could see starting him in this game, though. He'll get you volume.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jeffrey's an okay start if you need him. Jay Cutler, he's got 14 points in every game that he's finished. I think he's not your best option. We just compared him to the Ryan Fitzpatricks of the world.
Yeah.
The Alex Smith, that kind of range.
He's in the middle round, yeah. If you need someone to pick up because they're on bye, he's not a bad look. But
yeah, that's just, you're going to have to hope that they're chasing points and he can get you some junk time stuff. I think Minnesota should win this game pretty handily. They're better than we thought.
What about Bridgewater? How do you feel about him?
I mean, I'm not trying to start him. We'll see.
How's he been? I haven't really checked him on in the past couple weeks.
Well, I have him as a 16th ranked quarterback going into this week.
We have him as that in our rankings.
We have him.
Yeah. Know who they is. I think, did the Vikings...
I'm referring to us in the third person.
Yeah. The Vikings had a... Yeah, they beat the Lions last week.
Yeah.
316, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Okay.
25 of 35, yeah.
He did decent, yeah.
Got sacked four times.
Let's just say he's a better option than Jay Cutler this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not psyched on him, but...
Start your Vikings.
You know, you need a bye week replacement. A lot of good teams on bye this week, so... Or are there? There was a lot of good teams on bye last week.
Eagles, Redskins are on bye. I think Buffalo's on bye.
Buffalo and Jacksonville.
Yeah. All right. There's some good fantasy options, I think.
I feel like that's their whole realm, though, of Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah, we got the four of them, yeah.
Well, Tyrod Taylor's been out anyway, but like Blake Bortles is a pretty big bye week replacement. Yeah. So he's gone.
Yeah, he's turning into his own now, Blake Bortles.
Sam Bradford, he's... Oh, God.
He's awful.
He's so bad. We won't get into that, though. Cincinnati versus Pittsburgh. Le'Veon Bell's played on 94% of the Steelers' snaps since returning. I don't think we need to tell you how good he is. He's a must-start, obviously. Mm-hmm. Cincinnati doesn't have a crazy good D. What are you thinking from Jeremy Hill this week? Think he'll do any good?
I hope so. They've been a couple weeks ago, they're Hugh Jackson, their offensive coordinator, I think he is now. He used to be the running back coach. He's saying they're trying to get Hill the ball more after the fumbles earlier this year.
But he also said that he's not grasping what they want him to do just yet.
Yeah.
Like, I like his message where he said he wasn't going to give up on him, but it's kind of like...
He's not a third down back. I think they go Gio Bernard there, but he'll get the carry on first down.
It's like, how long is this learning curve going to take, you know? Like I said, I'm favoring Woodhead and Frank Gore over him in my one league.
Yeah.
Wouldn't use him as my flex. It's just, he's got to show me something more than just a game where he falls into the end zones a couple of times. I want to see him actually get some yardage here.
We got to start your... Start your studs. That's what we learned that earlier. Remember, Looser sat Jeremy Hill the one week he went off for like 24 points?
Yeah, I know. It's like the exact example that proves why you do that, but I don't know if I'd call Jeremy Hill a stud anymore.
I feel like this would be one of those weeks where he's not like an average point. He's either going to get nothing or he's going to get a lot. No in between.
Yeah, we'll see.
He'll either get like two touchdowns in the red zone or he'll have nothing.
Well, I hope it doesn't come back to bite me, but I'll be sitting him this week. I don't think he's a stud anymore, honestly.
Oh, Jeremy's upset.
I have the guy on my teams. I'm not thrilled with him. He's got to just get it together.
Mm-hmm.
So, what else? Andy Dalton, obviously, has been orange Jesus this year. You're starting him. AJ Green, Tyler Eifert. Oh, Antonio Brown. He's back. Big Ben is back. Finally. Thank God. He didn't have a terrible week last week with Landry Jones getting 15
Vic
points.
Vic destroyed him.
Yeah, Vic just ruined his value, getting 4 or 5 point weeks. Antonio Brown is finally back.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I hope someone out there was able to trade low for him or buy low on him.
Yeah, well, if you traded him just because, you know, you didn't know when Ben was coming back, you're an idiot anyway. Yeah. You deserve to not have him. So.
You don't deserve the love of Antonio Brown.
Yeah, I told people not to trade him at all. Sit tight on him. He'll be back now finally. Mm-hmm. It's like getting a receiver back late season, you know? Yeah. An old friend. Even though he's been here the whole time. All right, Tennessee versus Houston. This isn't going to be fun.
After Arian Foster gone, Houston has absolutely nothing in the running game now.
Yeah, I mean, Alfred Blue is the number one picked up player on the waiver wire this week.
They tried him already. He's not that good.
Yeah, I still don't want him on my team. No way.
And bang, bang, chicken and shrimp.
Chris Polk.
He's not going to bang, bang for more than 20 yards a game.
Yeah, this Tennessee matchup might be one of the only games left on their schedule where the running backs have a chance of doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, pretty much every team is better than Tennessee, so they're not going to be in a position to run. So, yeah, bust.
So start your Mariota if you have him, actually. I like him.
Yeah, Ryan Mallett got released, so Hoyer's your guy. It's just,
unless they go TJ Yates.
There's just no reason to talk about anybody anymore on the Texans offense.
Don't start anyone except for maybe the receivers.
DeAndre Hopkins is
obviously
fine.
Obviously start him. Yeah.
Nate Washington, if you're in a hole. I picked him up to hang on to. I'm not starting him anytime soon.
Maybe TJ Yates does a great job again.
Yeah, so.
It could be the James Jones thing. He's been on the Texans before. Maybe he comes back and does okay.
Yeah, so we'll see. Then we got Marcus Mariota coming back from injury. Liking him at all this week.
Yeah. I do, actually. I that defense.
Oh. Yeah, that makes one of us. I'm not trying Mariota out there either. I think this game is going to be a fantasy wasteland.
Yeah. I wouldn't watch this if you had to pick a game at the bar.
Yeah, just not going to be a fun game.
Yeah.
All right, Giants versus Saints. Orleans Darkwell had a couple of carries last week, 4 for 48, touchdown. Yeah.
Now he's playing New Orleans.
Yeah, true. That being said,
the stars will align. He's going to get 300 yards.
Yeah. That being said, though, we're not in on him at all. No. Giants' backfield is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking Giants receivers. We're not talking Giants running backs.
We're not doing that, Zach. Okay? We're not going
to
do that.
Not even receivers. Victor Cruz, if you're holding on to him, time to drop him. Mm-hmm. He's not coming back anytime soon. I'm thoroughly convinced at this point he's not going to be the same player anymore, injuries to both legs. I drafted him in a few leagues,
yeah.
But time to let go.
He was a risk at the beginning of the season, and it looks like that one didn't pay off. I mean, these things happen in fantasy when you get an injured player like that.
Yeah. Over in New Orleans, though, Brandon Cooks, he had a season high in targets last week, so hopefully he'll start
to make some stuff really happen. Trying to get him involved. It's up to him.
Yeah, I know. So, well, this would be a good week to see how it goes because the Giants are susceptible to the pass.
Mm-hmm.
Good against the run. So. Yeah. Mark Ingram, he's been like the second best running back in standard leagues, I think.
Yeah, he's been great.
So we'll see. It's a true test then against New York. They got a good run D. But obviously, if you have Ingram, you're still trotting him out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to have bust from C.J. Spiller this week.
He really hasn't done anything this season other than that game-winning run against the Cowboys. That's his only like decent play.
Yeah. Eli Manning, I think, is a good start this week.
I like that.
Can't put it together against the Saints. I don't know who's going to put it together against.
As long as he... doesn't throw to Bro's side. He should be fine. Throw to Browner.
Yeah. Also, there's no Prince of Mukamara this week, too. So Brandon Cooks, Willie Snead should have okay days.
Yeah, they should be coming for the throne. Prince is in there.
Yeah. This should be a good game for receivers in general, though. I'm liking...
Ben Watson, too?
Yeah, I think Ben Watson could have a game. You like him this week, don't you?
Yeah, he's had a great last couple weeks. He's obviously touchdown dependent as a tight end, but he's been okay the last couple weeks.
Yeah, he gets a lot of targets. I'm not racing out to pick him up, but he's definitely an option.
Yeah, he's a veteran at this point. You know what you're going to get from him. And
yeah, let's see where we have him this week on the tight end chart. 13th tight end. It's pretty good.
Would you play him over Crockett Gilmore if you find him on the waiver wires?
Against San Diego, it's a tough call. No, I'd go Crockett.
Yeah?
Yeah, just by a hair.
About, what else we got on there? I think, Safarian Jenkins has been back now.
Is he back?
I think so, yeah.
Says he's questionable this week. Missed practice Wednesday and Thursday.
Oh, maybe not. It'll be another week.
That was from last week. Thursday's tomorrow. I mean today. But, okay, so let the record show, Dan likes Ben Watson.
Love Ben Watson.
I'm indifferent, but we'll see. All right, what other games are happening this week?
There's a couple others we haven't gone to yet.
Let's just jump ahead here. Let's go to the Monday night game. We got
let's jump ahead like that.
Indianapolis versus Carolina. So what are we thinking about this game? Are we thinking Andrew Luck's going to have a game?
I don't know if this is the game for Andrew Luck to have a resurgence. Carolina's defense is spectacular.
Yeah, I've been holding on to them all season. I picked up a replacement for the bye week and then dropped them again. I like their defense because it helps me sleep easy at night knowing I have them.
Yeah, in the past, their front seven's been doing all the work. They have Josh Norman's emerged as one of the best cornerbacks in the league now.
Yeah.
So he'll lock up against T.Y. Hilton or anyone of that caliber.
And Luck, it's going to be all junk time production with him this week.
Mm-hmm.
He can do that, so
Because Carolina likes to run the clock out, too. They have a lot of running plays with Stewart and Tolbert and those guys.
Carolina doesn't really blow people out too much, either.
That's what they did against Philly, to beat them. They didn't really give them too many opportunities to have drives.
Yeah, so I'm not liking Andrew Luck this week. He's not having a good year, obviously. And if he can't get you junk time points, then he's not really worth it.
Yeah, so if you're looking for a resurgence from him, maybe next week, not this week.
Yeah, this ain't the game for Andrew Luck.
What about Frank Gore? Do you see him having a good game?
Not really. Obviously, Carolina's I don't like the Colts players this week hardly at all. There's nobody I'm really rushing to start.
Yeah, if you're borderline or have any other options, go with them.
T.Y. Hilton, he's startable. I don't even know if Moncrief is.
What about the tight ends? Who do they have? Is it Dwayne Allen starting?
Still the Dwayne Allen, Kobe Fleener split. Doesn't matter. I still hate him. I'm avoiding all Colts players this week.
However, I would go with some of the Carolina players. Jonathan Stewart looks pretty good. Colts will have the best run defense.
Stewart kind of got some production back last week. He looked nice. He had a lot of the issues with him were that his production was coming from touchdowns. That game against Seattle, he got 17, 18 fantasy points, but it was all because he just got into the end zone on sneak play, little short plays. But this past week, even though he didn't get any touchdowns, he had 12 carries for 125 yards, which is what you like to see against him. The Eagles have a decent run defense.
They do.
So, yeah, I like Stewart this week. I think he'll be a better running back than Frank Gore.
Yeah, I wouldn't rush to pick up Tolbert either if you're trying to get someone on the waiver wires.
I can't stand
Tolbert.
Incredibly
touchdown dependent. He doesn't get too many yards.
He's not even a player on that team. He just, shows up. It's like, oh, Tolbert's on the field. Maybe we'll feed him once.
Yeah, Stewart gets unlucky, too. Not only does Tolbert steal the yards, but Newton likes to do a lot of, if they're on the one-yard line, he'll just dive in the end zone. He's big enough and he can handle the hit. So.
Yeah. You don't got to feed Tolbert the rock, though, because he's already eaten everything else. He was 300
he's
pounds.
He's never missed a meal in his life. I've been saying that a lot lately, that never missed a meal in his life.
Yeah, never met a piece of pie I didn't like. Greg Olsen, obviously. Nothing bad to say about him.
Oh, yeah, he's been great this year.
He's played on 100% of the Panthers' offensive plays this season. No other tight end has done that, not even Gronk.
That's crazy.
So they don't have any Ted Ginn as their best receiver. They have no one else to throw to. So
well, Ginn's been looking good. I actually like him as a waiver wire if you're still out there somehow.
Yeah. I don't know what his ownership percentage is.
I picked him up one week because I needed someone real quick at receiver because I forgot who. I think Jeffrey was ruled out late, so I picked him up and he had 2 touchdowns for me that week.
Ted Ginn is only 35% owned.
Yeah, if you could get him.
Yeah, definitely Ginn's somebody to think about. But yeah, definitely way bigger on the Panthers players than the Colts on Monday night. Not liking the Colts at all. So back into the 4 o'clock games, 1 o'clock games actually. San Francisco versus St. Louis.
Start your Rams.
Yeah, this should be a bloodbath. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, Rams are the biggest line of the week at 8-point favorites. Games in St. Louis.
Yeah. So that's 3 points right there. I think it's a 3-point swing for being the home team there.
Just how good is Todd Gurley, man?
He's the all that and more ever that he was projected to be.
Jesus, I was watching the game.
There's a reason
he's
a first round pick, even with an ACL tear coming off of that.
He had a 20-yard touchdown run where people were trying to tackle him. I think he legit got tackled 4 times. Any other running back would have been a tackle, but it's like he was covered in oil.
He's the perfect combination of agile and rough.
Yeah, it's like if most running backs were running, they're like, I'm not going to get tackled right now. Mm-hmm. That's not really up to them if they have good people tackling them. Gurley's just like, nah, I don't feel like getting tackled.
I guess San Francisco, too. He's going to go off for at least 130 yards.
If the season ended today, is he the number one pick overall next year?
Possibly. I like him. I'd never go with these projections for the next year, but he's right up there.
I think it's between him and Le'Veon Bell, probably, and I'm definitely leaning more toward Gurley. Trust me, I'm not just speaking from a homer's perspective here, but I do watch a lot of Rams. Kids, something special.
Mm-hmm. He's different. They haven't had someone like this since, I guess, Steven Jackson, but more Marshall Faulk.
He's kind of like Steven Jackson, too, in the sense that there's no offense around him. So, obviously, that being said, you're trotting out Gurley this week and every week here, 2-4th. You're going to have 200 yards this week against the Niners.
Yeah, they got to draft the receiver.
But, the receiving core is still terrible.
Tavon Austin, he's been doing okay.
Tavon Austin led the Rams in receptions last week with 4. So, their other receiver, Bailey, had 1. I think Gurley had 4 receptions. Nobody else had more than 2 on the team. So, yeah, Foles is unstartable. Avoid him like the plague. The receivers are pretty much unstartable. Maybe Tavon Austin if you're really in a bind. This week, I don't know. I could get you a decent return this week just because it's against the Niners. But
they're terrible in defense.
Yeah, I mean, this should be a bloodbath, but it is a division game, so I'm a little skeptical. We hate Colin Kaepernick, obviously, right?
He's done for the year. He's not going to ever give you a good game this season.
He sucks against average defenses, so he's not going to do good against a good defense. The locker room hates him. Apparently, he's not getting along with everybody there. And you're the leader of that team. You have to be able to do that. So
yeah, the Colin Kaepernick era is coming to a close, looks like.
Yeah, I remember when we were talking about him versus Russell Wilson, who was better.
Oh, my God. That was the Chris Paul, Deron Williams thing all over again.
Yeah. So, like I said, I'm not starting any Niners. I dropped Torrey Smith last week. I don't like Anquan Boldin. The Rams aren't great against the tight end. Vernon Davis could be an option for you, but probably not your best one. You got to be able to do better than that out there.
Boldin has been that bad, though. I've had him as a possible flex option from week to week in our league. He's good for like 8 or 9 a game.
Yeah,
it's very consistent, too. It's never like 2 points, but it's never anything more than 12. He's not a bad flex if you're in a bind and you have a lot of bye week guys.
Decent floor, yeah. Well, I still don't think this is the week to do it. So, you're right, though. Yeah, he's got at least 5 receptions in all 4 games against the Rams. So
maybe he's not bad. Maybe Boldin's okay. But other than that, I wouldn't trust anyone else.
Yeah, so I think, honestly, the only person I really trust this entire game is Todd Gurley. I don't trust anybody else. The Rams defense, but that's about it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, Gurley's great. I think he will be number one next year.
Yeah,
if he keeps this up, he's got to keep it up.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we got the ACL injury that's happened in the past, but
think about the other big running backs this year. Like Lacy hasn't done anything. Peterson's slowing down. Charles is hurt. Who knows if he comes back? Foster too.
Yeah,
Forte and Lynch don't look the same.
It's just
a new era. So it's him and Bell. That's really.
It's just been a rough year for running backs in general.
Yeah.
Quarterbacks too, man. All the top like Andrew Luck in the first round. How's that working out for you?
Oh God. Really, only Rodgers and Brady have been the quarterback. Oh, Rivers too. Yeah, like the only high drafted quarterbacks that are panning out the way they should be.
Yeah. So let's see.
Well, Newton's not bad. He doesn't get the yards, so he doesn't get the respect, but he gets a lot of touchdowns, rushing and throwing.
Hey, at this point, if you have a quarterback that can get you a high floor, that's pretty much all you need.
That's why I loved getting him in the 10th round in our league. That was perfect.
Yeah, so next up, Tampa Bay versus Atlanta. Obviously, Devontae Freeman's still a beast, starting him. Julio Jones, still tied for the league lead in targets inside the 10-yard line. He's going to get you the red zone targets. They're going to be in the red zone a lot against Tampa Bay. So
remember last year, they blew him out like 56-0 the 1 week.
Yeah, love Matt Ryan, though. So
love him, man. I miss him.
Yeah. Love our former Sixers writer, Matt Ryan. But, yeah, so Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, Devontae Freeman, those are the Falcons we love.
Mm-hmm.
Vincent Jackson's not playing this week. Just get that out there right now. If you have him in your lineup, take him out.
Did they say he was going to take his place?
Well, it's just Mike Evans, obviously. The debate comes in, you know, oh, is he going to get covered more or is he going to get more targets?
Mm-hmm.
I think Vincent Jackson being out kind of helps Mike Evans. He still plays vertically. He's going to be able to get a lot of targets and pull him down. I think Mike Evans is a good play this week.
I don't like Jameis Winston for this game at all.
No, I mean, do you ever like Jameis Winston?
I think he's going to have like a Blake Bortles kind of resurgence next year. Because Bortles, everyone's saying, is he even like a starting quarterback in the league? Now he's doing fine.
Yeah.
It's a learning curve.
I was never off the Bortles train, but
yeah,
we'll see. You're not starting Jameis Winston this game. Not at all. But
speaking of Bortles, Luke was laughing at me for... I gave him a 13th rounder to keep him in the league, as in. Looks good now.
Oh, yeah, 13th rounder, geez. Got to do that one.
Yeah, I only kept him and Mike Evans in that league, and it was perfect.
So, Austin Seferian Jenkins comes back. He could be a decent option for you.
Yeah, it gives Wentz another option. But
I see a high-scoring game here.
Mm-hmm. Falcons defense has improved, but other than Desmond Trufant, they don't have a real stud on the defense.
Yeah. All right, anything else to say about that game?
That's it.
All right, we got Oakland versus the New York Jets in Oakland. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he did pretty well last week against the Patriots.
He did.
And the Oakland's defense is way worse. So.
Yeah, they need to draft someone in the secondary next year at Oakland.
I'm starting Fitzpatrick in the league this week, so, you know, Fitzpatrick's an option for you.
He's a good option.
Don't hate him. Obviously, by virtue of that, Brandon Marshall, Eric Decker, obviously good starts.
Oh, look at that one fact here that we found.
Yeah.
It says only Peyton Manning failed to finish the top 12 scoring quarterback against the Raiders this year.
Well, Peyton Manning's done, so I mean, there's
that. So it's looking good, I like Fitzpatrick more than Tannehill this week, I think.
I like him more than Tannehill, too, no doubt. Unfortunately, we're talking different leagues here, so I'll be starting Tannehill and Fitzpatrick this week, but hopefully they both did good. But
if you have both, get the option. Go Fitzpatrick.
Yeah.
Battle of the Ryans, he wins.
Yeah, Fitzpatrick over Tannehill. Let's see, who else do we like Fitzpatrick more than? I think he could finish a top 10 quarterback this week.
Let's review this. I think he does get a top 10 finish.
Okay. Like him more than Tannehill. Like him more than Wilson.
I like him more than Luck and Stafford.
I don't know if I like him more than Stafford.
I like him more than Stafford.
Let's see. I think it's a toss-up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably would start him over Stafford, though. Yeah. Just like the international travel necessary.
Matt Ryan's where I draw the line, I think.
Yeah, I think we're looking at Fitzpatrick maybe cracking the top 10. Mm-hmm. But that's good. He's ranked in around the QB 15 range right now. I think he'll do better than that. Mm-hmm. So, love Fitzpatrick.
I guess easy opponent, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that being said, also I love Decker and Marshall.
Yeah, on the flip side of the ball, you don't start Derek Carr against the Jets defense. Mm-hmm. You just don't do it.
No.
But Amari Cooper, though, you still get a good return out of him. I like Amari Cooper.
He's a stud. I think you said someone else for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I think he's got it. Him and Gurley, one of the two of them.
Oh, yeah. Offensive Rookie of the Year? No. I said Stephon Diggs could end up being the best wide receiver.
Distant second to Cooper, man. He's been on fire this year.
Nah, you're right. I shouldn't have said that. But he could give him a run for his money.
Yeah,
but
he is.
We'll see. If the Vikings play the Raiders this year, that'd be sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Does that happen?
We'll find
out. It does happen. Yeah, it does happen. No, it happens.
Yeah, it's week, what is that, 3 weeks from now.
Awesome. Yeah, that'll be a fun match to watch then. And,
week 10?
Yeah, Cooper's got 300-yard receiving games this season. He's averaging 7 yards after the catch. That's mm-hmm. like
He's tough to bring down.
Leading the league. Yeah, so, and, you know, Jets should win this game, I'm thinking. So mm-hmm. Oakland will be chasing some points.
Yeah.
He's the only Raider I'm really looking to start. I'm not liking Latavius Murray.
Oh, not against that. Was Sheldon Richardson back?
Nope, it's a scary front four.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Ivory, we liking him this week?
I am.
I'm liking him, yeah.
Raiders don't have the best front seven. I have Khalil Mack, but he's more of a get a sack kind of guy than a stop the running back.
How about Michael Crabtree? Liking him at all?
I mean, they're going to put Revis on Cooper, obviously. So who's their second? Cromartie? Is he still hurt?
I don't even know.
Either way, I don't. Jets. I think Crabtree will be okay. He's getting targeted a lot.
Yeah, I think he's definitely. You could roll him out there as
a flex option
in a deep league. Yeah, so get to play that game on the. Wait, is the baseball field gone now? Right, because the A's are done playing.
No, they keep it out there. I think they're not going to grow grass on it and mow it again.
They could like cover it with fake grass or something.
It's still irrelevant when they move to LA in a couple of years.
Yeah, nah, they ain't doing that, man. The Rams are moving to LA.
They're both going to move there.
I think Rams and Raiders make the most sense. I don't know why you'd move to San Diego.
They're so close
enough already. Yeah. Okay, Seattle versus Dallas. Rumors spinning Dez Bryant could come back this week.
Mm-hmm.
That being said,
I think they'll be rushing if they do bring him back.
And even if he does come back, I wouldn't really be looking to start him. Wide receivers don't fare too well against Seattle.
Mm-hmm. The one thing they do have good going for them.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, if you need him and you're in a bind, so be it. Mm-hmm. I'm just happy that Dez is coming back because it means when Tony Romo comes back, you know, he'll be there waiting for him.
Yeah.
Ready to go. So Greg Hardy's a fucking scumbag. That's not fantasy related. I just wanted to say that. Like,
and Jerry Jones is the one that's backing him too.
Yeah. Don't call the guy a leader. It's just and like it takes a lot to make me think that Dez Bryant is like the good guy. Yeah, the voice of reason in the situation. But Greg Hardy makes Dez Bryant look good. I was rooting for Dez Bryant in that argument. Mm-hmm. Fuck Greg Hardy.
Dez Bryant is, I wouldn't say he's a bad person. He's just kind of irrational. Like he has some mental issues maybe, but Greg Hardy's a terrible person.
Yeah, I don't think he's mental. I think he's just like a fiery person. Yeah.
He's passionate. Probably. If he's on a different team, I'd probably like him a lot more.
I don't dislike Dez. Granted, I'm not an Eagles fan, but I don't dislike Dez. He goes out and plays the game.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, fuck Greg Hardy. Just getting that out there. Marshawn Lynch is going to have a good week. I think he'll have a bit of a resurgence here.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do last week, that old Marshawn Lynch of ours?
No idea. I didn't pay attention to the Seahawks game last week.
They were playing. That was a Thursday night. I hardly remember that.
That wasn't baseball, probably.
He had a touchdown, 122 yards. Kid I was playing left him on the bench, and I won the matchup because of that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tim. So, hey, maybe anybody remembers Tim. He's the guy.
If he didn't mismanage, he'd be 5-2 right now.
Tim's the guy that kind of walked in on our podcast a lot last year and talked hockey with us sometimes. We'll have to get him back on there.
That was a long time ago, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, we've been podcasting for a while. People love it. All two of them.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Seahawks receivers. It's like Russian roulette. You don't know which one of them is going to catch the touchdown this week.
I got Lockett in the one league. I see how he does.
You have Lockett or Lockett?
Both.
Because they're both on the Seahawks. So.
Tyler Lockett.
Okay, yeah. I had him in a couple leagues. I keep like picking him up and dropping him. It's a headache. The Seahawks, man, I don't know.
Against Dallas, they don't have the best secondary.
Their offense is going to do okay, but it's just you don't know where the production's going to come from with the receivers. So all I'm really focusing on is Marshawn Lynch. Russell Wilson, not a must start, but he'll do all right against the Cowboys. Jimmy Graham, he'll do all right too.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about Jimmy Graham, though. You always think that he's doing awful. Then you check his stats. He's still a top six or tight end. I mean, he's not that bad.
And last week we saw Darren McFadden kind of come on. I told him not to do it. They were like, oh, Christine Michael's going to do so well.
They're not going to use him this year.
There's a reason that the Seahawks gave him away for next to nothing. Mm-hmm. So Darren McFadden, do we like him, though?
I do. He's still going to be the guy to go to. And the Seahawks, the part of the defense that's struggling is the line more than anything.
I don't know. For me, it's just we know Darren McFadden's injury prone, and I just wouldn't feel comfortable putting him out there.
I have no option in one league. I have to start him.
If I had better options, I would avoid Darren McFadden.
Yeah.
But
he hit 150 yards last week. It's not too bad.
As far as the waiver wire pickups go, he's probably the best running back that's left on your waiver wire out there. So
if he has another good week, I'd try to trade him.
Yeah, that's true. You could get you're not going to get top tier talent for him, but maybe if he has a good week, you could flip him for maybe Brandon LaFell has another bad week. You can get him for that. Just depends on your team needs.
Yeah.
Let's move on then. How many more games we got this week?
Is that all of them? Oh, Green Bay-Denver. That's the last one, I think.
Last game of the week. Yeah, Green Bay-Denver. A few years ago, this would have been the fantasy bonanza, as Adam Azer calls it. But
now it's like the two best defense. That's what we're watching it for.
Yeah. So that's a bummer, man. I liked watching these two teams
put up. Was this three matchup like Super points. Bowl, what, 34? 33? Something like that?
The 2000.
Oh, it was 98.
98, yeah. 31-24 Broncos. Mm. Yep.
Yeah, the Daleway dive.
35-19 the next year, Broncos over the Falcons.
Yeah.
23-16, Rams over the Titans then. 34-7, Ravens over the Giants the year after.
Oh, we get it. Okay.
48-24, Buccaneers over the Raiders. I'll stop it. Okay. I'm a savant. So Denver's just scored a touchdown on only 13% of their drives. That's the worst in the league. Mm-hmm. So
terrible offense.
That sucks. I had Demaryius Thomas as my number one pick in one league. It's just Peyton Manning is ruining his receivers. It's you hate to see it, but like he has no arm strength left. He's making bad decisions. I hear he's like in such bad shape he can't even get his shoes off on his own at the end of the game. Oh. Yeah, people have to like dig his shoes off. It's like watching The Undertaker wrestle, man.
You please take off my shoes?
Yeah, it's like he's comparable to The Undertaker. Like I said, it's getting kind of hard to watch Peyton Manning out there, man.
It's a shame too. It's like Kobe's heading in the NBA. It's tough to watch him now. Like the greatness that he had back in the mid 2000s. Another league.
Every quarterback in the league this season that has at least 150 passing attempts is averaging 0.41 points per attempt. Peyton Manning is averaging just 0.29.
Not gonna
league worst, man.
Yeah,
that's like, God, he's really bad. And he went pretty early in some drafts. Not first round like last year, luckily. But
I heard at the beginning of the season this might be his last year, and it's looking more like that.
Oh, it's got to be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we learning our lesson, people, about drafting quarterbacks early?
Yep. Other than Rodgers. That's it. Well, he's probably not going to be the case, too, next year.
Actually, I hope people don't learn their lesson. It makes it easier on me. But yeah, like, Christ, would you rather start Sam Bradford on bye or Peyton Manning this week? Nah,
I go Ryan Fitzpatrick over Peyton Manning.
I kid. But let's look up some stats on the season so far, some quarterback stats. Peyton Manning, how many passing yards would you reckon he has?
850? Not kidding, that's way too low. Probably like 1,500.
1,524, which places him... damn it, it's not numbered.
Yeah. It's in the top 25. It's
10.
Bortles is a 10.
17th among qualified quarterbacks.
Not bad, but he doesn't get the touchdowns he needs.
Yeah, he's throwing a crazy amount of interceptions, man. 10 interceptions on the season. That leads the league.
With Bradford. With Bradford, of course.
With Sam Bradford.
Luck and Stafford not too far behind.
Oh, man. It's bad for Peyton, dude.
You don't like that. You don't like that.
No. So, it's been a fun career, man.
Yeah.
I think Ronnie Hillman, has he cemented his status as the starting running back there?
I think so. They're disappointed in Anderson, and he's finally out-snapping him at this point.
Yeah, I hope that they roll with this. I think if they let Ronnie Hillman succeed as the number one back, he can do it.
And the offense is twice as potent. They average 0.3 points a game. 0.3 points per – that's terrible, but that per game. But 0.319 points per snap when Hillman's in there.
Take a breath.
It's a lot of stupid decimal points. And C.J. Anderson's about a – 0.17 per snap. So
the good thing is then too about the passing game is I think Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders are kind of they're good enough receivers that Peyton's poor play doesn't affect them that bad.
Absolutely.
Like, I wouldn't put him as like Demaryius had every potential to be a top five receiver this season. Probably not going to be, but he's still a must start.
Mm-hmm. Who are you going to start better than him?
Yeah, I don't think you're going to have more than one receiver on your team. Maybe two. It's a better start than Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders. Let's see where they're ranking this week, where they're polling. Donald Trump, number one receiver this week.
Jeb Bush, a close second.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas, still top 15 receivers. So, yeah, we're still putting them out there. No other receivers, though.
Yeah. Well, Denver, at least.
So, Eddie Lacy, man, you know, Denver, they have a pretty good defense.
They do. I don't like Lacy this game.
He's still a good buy low candidate, I feel like. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's going to have a bad game, and then they have a bye week coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I might try to, like, weasel him out off some owners during the bye week.
Who do they have the week after that?
The Packers?
Yeah, see their schedule real quick.
Pull out the schedule.
Yeah, they have actually, no, they already had their bye week.
Okay.
Yeah, they have Broncos, Panthers. That's pretty two tough games.
Okay, yeah, here we go. Two bad matchups. Then we get the Lions. Vikings aren't crazy Bears. Good. Bears, Lions.
Yeah, they got their division and coming Cowboys. Up. And then Cowboys, yeah, they don't face another tough defense again until the
Raiders
Cardinals
are in there. It's a pretty easy rest of the schedule for Lacy. So, yeah, I think I would try to buy low on him.
If you have someone maybe follows it enough, you could do McFadden for Lacy.
Yeah. You should all send in some trade proposals to the Twitter at BSB Fantasy Board. Or at Broad Street B. We'll see them either way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'd love to give you some trade advice. It's heating up right now. The deadlines are approaching in a lot of leagues. I think a lot of them are around, like, Thanksgiving time.
Mm-hmm.
But, so any other notes from this game? Is Randall Cobb startable? What the hell's been happening to him, man?
I don't know.
Explain.
He hasn't been getting the numbers he needs to be, like he was at the beginning of the year. Remember the one game against the Rams? Like, he didn't get a target until the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, I actually thought that he was not even playing that game. You could have fooled me.
That was he only has 350 receiving yards in the year.
If I wasn't watching that game, I probably would have texted you if I had him on my team and be like, yo, is he injured or something, man? Yeah. So, yeah, last game against San Diego, not even a good defense. Two catches for 38 yards. Like, come on, man. You can't be doing putting numbers like that up.
I think we learned he can't be a wide receiver one on a team. But he looks better with Nelson in there.
Yeah, yeah, well...
And James Jones taking over as number one receiver on the team now.
He looked better in the beginning of the season, but, it's, you know, Ty Montgomery's getting hurt, and Davante Adams got hurt back there for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that has something to do with it. Do we have a healthy Davante Adams right now?
I heard he's coming back.
This week?
Let me see. Yeah, he's back to play this week.
Okay, so maybe that kind of helps out Cobb's value a little bit. I mean... I think he's someone that you could also buy low on.
Cobb?
Yeah. I see. All those defenses that we just said that Eddie Lacy gets to go up against, and they're terrible
Lions,
run defenses.
Lions, Bears, Vikings, yeah. 4 weeks in a row.
They're also terrible pass defenses. So, I mean, I think Randall Cobb could be a buy low candidate, too.
These are both buy low candidates.
And even if you have him on your team, you're looking to get rid of him, you're still going to start him in the meantime. It's just same. This is the case of receivers this whole game here that just – aren't meeting their maximum potential, but you're still starting them.
Yeah, fantasy's a fickle mistress, Ben.
Yep, it sure is. Because let's think about it. You had Randall Cobb. You probably had him as your number one receiver in a lot of leagues.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe number two.
He was good last year when I had him. I really think it's the Jordy Nelson thing. That's
making him much more
in the spotlight.
We all knew that was going to play a big factor. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know how big, I guess.
Thank God they got James Jones.
Yeah, we haven't even talked about him. Yeah, he's a must-start out there.
Yeah, too, every week you think he's going to slow down. He gets another touchdown.
Nope, yep. Gotta love James Jones. You think Starks is going to play a big role this week?
I heard he might be hurt a little bit.
Oh, really? Okay, well, that'll help Lacy owners out.
I saw one tweet today. I don't know how serious it is.
I think what it kind of comes down to is we don't really like any of the Packers running backs this week.
No, not this week. Broncos have a great run defense.
Got an injury update for Starks?
Nothing here. It's a stupid website.
Don't worry, I do. Says he's dealing with a hip injury. Did not practice today. And the severity is not clear yet. He's going to be questionable this week. So, yeah, I'm just avoiding that running game. Like, not digging it. Although, if you must start, Lacy.
Guess you have to.
I mean, Christ, I have to trot Frank Gore out against the Carolina Panthers. I'm not thrilled about that. So, you know, it's a lot of tough matchups this week.
Yeah. It's going to get better.
It's going to be a good week of football. I'm excited for this week.
Yeah, it's a lot of good matchups.
Yeah.
The Thursday night one should be really good.
Yeah, yeah. Tonight's game's going to be awesome. Yeah. Hasn't been great matchups. I mean, last week was a blowout. Yeah. We also had one coming.
Yeah. So, it could be yesterday's game if you're listening on Friday. Yeah, tomorrow, yesterday's game should be good.
Tomorrow could be a blowout, though. I don't know. Let's just see. Hey, go Dolphins.
Yeah. Jarvis going to knock him off.
I don't think we talked about Jarvis Landry back there, too.
We didn't talk about him at all.
Just go ahead, start him. Mm-hmm. Even if he doesn't catch a touchdown, like, you know he's going to give you production. He has a high floor.
Yeah.
Rishard Matthews is good.
Well, that's what happens when you live on the top floor of your apartment building. Very high floor.
Yeah, there are a lot of high-rises in Miami, too. Yeah. So, anything you want to plug?
Just this Glade plug-in that play our March Madness tournament again coming up, and we'll do a Glade plug-in.
Niall Davis?
Yeah, don't start him.
No puns? No Niall Davis-related puns?
Not this week.
just to remind everybody... all fantasy advice, send it to @BSBFantasyBoard on Twitter for replies. You will get them.
We're not responsible for bad advice, but we'll take the credit for the good ones.
Yep. Send any questions you want us to address on the podcast to broadstreetbeat@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Or, hell, tweet them at us, whatever you want to do. I guess that's about it.
Let's just wrap it up, a bow on this thing.
Yeah, we should have Brian back in the studio next week, talk some fantasy shop.
Hey, Miss Brian.
Yeah. Hopefully he's doing fun New York things up with the staff up there. So I guess that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I'm Ben.
I'm Fancy Winston Churchill.
You can't call yourself that.
Just did.
You are the Fantasy Winston Churchill.
And you are the Fantasy Marlins man.
Awesome. I dig that name. All right. Well, on behalf of Dan, I'm Ben. It's been a fun ride. Go Royals.
Meeting adjourned.
Show sold a lot of merch. Bad bitch in my bed, so I ain't got a jerk. Forbes list caught me, so it's hard to make the dollar hurt. All we need is good green and some blue. 5-1, so it's guaranteed you can do you. Still keep the heater just in case we have a boo-boo. Kansas City natives and we are a little cuckoo.
You know, I don't get why TLC made a whole song about chasing waterfalls. They're pretty stagnant. They don't move. It's not hard to chase them.
It's true. I've never seen one move.
Yeah.
White girls go crazy. Black girls go crazy. College girls go crazy. This is the type of shit to make the hood go crazy. So much liquor on the